On Tuesday morning, a mysterious bag was left at the airport in Sitka.
And what had happened was one of the Alaska Airlines employees came up and kicked the bag. Well, the bag exploded.
Al Stevens is the assistant fire chief at the Sitka Fire Department.
Did it really explode?
It did. There was an alarm in there, and then there was like powder stuff.
So the airport staff evacuated the building and called the police. After the police arrived, however, the employees were told it was only a drill. Sitka was hosting an emergency preparedness simulation that has been a year in the making.
The scenario is that this radical group came into Sitka, and they were really against the wild salmon aquaculture, you know, and they wanted to do farm fishing, you know, and so they wanted to dispose of the hatcheries and everything else, and they wanted to really disrupt things around Sitka so that they could get these hatcheries in here, right? Which, you know, is kind of like what we would deal with.
Although there was no real threat in the drill, Stevens wants to be clear that every situation in the drill was as real as possible.
What if you just simulated it and, you know, and everybody just lollygagged around and said, oh yeah, okay, yeah, this is meth and this is an-. But what is the difference if you actually walked into the scene and woof, you actually smelled the ammonia?
The people in charge of creating these so-called threats is the Emergency Response Training Institute, ERTI, a Seattle organization that puts on training drills.
They grow things, make things. They are the ones who create all this real stuff. They're replicating what the bad people would do. So they are the bad people.
For the drill in Sitka, ERTI created a list of scenarios: early morning explosions, planted bags with fake bombs, poisoned food, a hospital patient with a weapon, a 17-person crew stranded on an island, scenarios that challenge the fire hall to involve all of Sitka's resources, and the resources of organizations from around the region that flew in to participate in the drill.
But look at all the players you have here. You have State Parks, Sitka Trail Works, Allen Marine, Forest Service, National Weather Service in Juneau, TSA, LAPC, U.S. Coast Guard, Raven Radio, okay, Public Health, Serums, Department of Homeland Security.
As we talk, Stevens gets a radio call about a meth lab in town.
Hey, Al. You were busy, but Scott Seaton received some intel from Jeremy Henthorne out there that I just passed on to the military that suggests we got a drawing that has biological as well as meth. So there's...
It's out Sawmill Creek Road at an abandoned shack. A fire crew has discovered a chemical lab in a shed. Police drive over to check out the scene. The firefighters are suited up in full body gear and have masks covering their faces. They took some photos of inside of the shed to show police. Police now have to secure a warrant so they can search and seize evidence. After it's tested and the substance is determined, they'll evacuate the area depending on what they find. And now everyone waits. It will take hours, the rest of the day even, to deal with the issue. Actual problems take time to handle.
What if this really happened? Okay, now what are the chances of it happening in Sitka? Probably slim to none. But this is unfortunately the world we live in now, you know. So it's not just role playing for responses in Sitka. It's role playing for responses anywhere.
And he says it only cost the city about $200. The Department of Homeland Security footed most of the bill, along with the state of Alaska. I'm Ann Bryce, reporting in Sitka.